Let's take a look at our headlines.
Public health minister highlights importance of maternal childcare program.
Celebrations in Cuba on the 59th anniversary of the Federation of Cuban Women.
Venezuelan president says no more Trump petition campaign hits 5 million.
Satellite data show Brazilian Amazon burning at record pace.
And now the news in detail.
The Cuban Minister of Public Health, José Ángel Portal, has confirmed the importance of the island's maternal childcare program as one of the top priorities of the island's health system. During a tour of several of the country's provinces this week, Portal highlighted the need of working on the reduction of teenage pregnancy and the factors that still contribute to the infant mortality rate, although Cuba exhibits excellent results on this indicator. The island ended 2018 with 3.8 deaths for every 1,000 live births, the lowest in its history. The minister commented on the decisive work of family doctors and all members of each household in the identification, follow-up, and control of pregnant women, as well as the need for continuity of work until the mother returns home with a healthy baby. During the meeting with local authorities, factors influencing infant mortality rate were identified with an emphasis on the need for prevention and timely diagnosis of congenital malformations.
This Friday marks the 59th anniversary of the Federation of Cuban Women, FMC for its initials in Spanish. The Federation is a non-governmental organization whose leaders are elected by its membership, comprised of more than 80% of Cuban women aged 14 or older. Like other mass organizations, the FMC is represented on legislative committees, and it has played an important role in the defense and protection of women's rights. Writing on his official Twitter account, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel sent greetings to all women on the occasion of the anniversary of the FMC. He recalled the heroic mothers of Cuba, women freedom fighters of the 19th century, and the many women who followed their example in the revolutionary struggle. The eastern province of Guantanamo will host the central ceremony marking the anniversary, which will highlight the active and direct involvement of Cuban women in all stages of the island's history, starting with the wars for the country's independence, the conquest of the revolution, as well as efforts to attain gender equality. In Cuba, women make up more than 60% of the labor force and more than 65% of professionals, and they hold 80% of jobs in education, 69% in healthcare, and 66% in law.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has announced that the No More Trump, in Spanish, No Mas Trump campaign is halfway to its goal with 5 million signatures already collected for a petition against the United States blockade of his country. Once at least 10 million people have signed, all petitions circulating the globe will be sent to the United Nations just in time for the 74th United Nations General Assembly set to begin on September the 17th. During a speech in Miranda, Maduro highlighted the massive participation in the campaign of citizens in Venezuela and around the world to get rid of the total and illegal U.S. blockade, which began on August the 10th. Nicolas Maduro said, quote, "We have reached 5 million signatures to tell the United States imperialism and enough blockade and aggression." The president reiterated that the 10 million signatures will be sent to the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres next month.
Brazilian researchers say that fires raging in the Amazon have reached their highest pace on record, as illegal loggers burn vast areas of rainforest to clear land for mining and cattle grazing. Brazil's National Institute for Space Research says satellites have detected some 74,000 fires in Brazil so far this year, a more than 80% increase over the same period in 2018. There are fires raging in neighboring Bolivia as well, where some 2,000 square miles have burned. The fires have sent massive clouds of smoke across much of South America, turning day into night in Sao Paulo, which is 1,700 miles away from the Amazon basin. Brazil's far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro, has worked to deregulate and open up the Amazon for agribusiness, logging, and mining since he came into office in January. His attempt to blame environmentalists for the fires drew widespread ridicule and outrage.
And you've tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC. In Havana, we're broadcasting on the FM radio at 102.5 FM. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Gerwin Jones.
Argentina's former president and current vice presidential candidate, Cristina Fernandez, is back in Cuba to visit her daughter, Florencia Kirchner, who is hospitalized since last March at the Center for Surgical Medical Research with a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder. After the authorization by the federal court, which carries out a trial for alleged irregularities in public works during her term, the candidate to vice presidency for the political coalition Frente de Todos will stay in Havana until next August the 30th, according to Prensa Latina news agency. This is the fourth trip to Cuba of the former president, who has denounced the suffering caused to her daughter by the harassment she has been subject to, which, yes, has yet included an accusation of illegal association which has broken her physical state.
Chinatown, an emblematic site in Havana of great historical value, was reopened this week after completing restoration works in several of its services and cultural facilities. The reopening featured a colorful traditional ceremony, which included the lion and dragon dances. Luis Antonio Tordres, Cuban Communist Party leader in the province of the city of Havana, said that the effort, work, and perseverance and love has given back the city an important part of its identity and heritage. On the other hand, Chen Xi, China's ambassador to Cuba, thanked Havana authorities for carrying out the work, which he added illustrates the common values of Cuban and Chinese cultures. The Chinatown Preservation Project included the restoration of seven restaurants, the tea house, and the bonsai garden, to mention just a few of the works.
Environmental activists, human rights defenders, gender activists, and social leaders have begun a, quote, counter-summit to protest the Group of Seven, the G7 meeting, which will be held in Biarritz in the Basque Country in France from August the 24th to the 26th. Convened by G7 Platform and Alternatives G7, the counter-summit was inaugurated in Irun, a town near the border with France, where spokespersons from different social movements taking part in the event, including the French Yellow Vests, released a joint statement. Aurélie Trouve, the Alternatives G7 spokeswoman, said, quote, "At this counter-summit, we want to unite all the movements of recent years, which mark the opposition to the policies imposed by the heads of state, which benefit the wealthiest and multinational companies, finance, and whose policies are also discriminatory and authoritarian. Embracing, quote, plurality and diversity as the principle of action, social organizations from various countries set out to form, quote, a broad militant spectrum in favor of social change."
In Mexico, the Zapatista National Liberation Army announced this week that it is extending its leadership of autonomous indigenous zones to 11 more areas in the southern state of Chiapas. Some of the new autonomous communities will be established on land that the Zapatistas took during an uprising in 1994, following the signing of the North American Free Trade Agreement. A statement signed by the Zapatista subcommander Moise called it exponential growth that allows us to break the blockade again. In the same statement, the Zapatistas referred to Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador as, quote, the new overseer, and said that dozens of indigenous activists have been killed since López Obrador took office on December 1st. Earlier this week, the Mexican president called the expansion welcome and said it would benefit indigenous people. Andrés Manuel López Obrador has been widely criticized by indigenous communities for his support of a massive infrastructure project that would extend a 950-mile rail network right through the heartland of Mayan indigenous land in southern Mexico.
U.S. President Donald Trump has referred to himself as, quote, the chosen one, as he discussed ongoing negotiations for a trade deal with China. This was after he retweeted a conspiracy theorist who compared Trump to the King of Israel and said Jews, quote, love him like the second coming of God. Meanwhile, Trump doubled down on his claim that Jewish people who vote for Democrats are either ignorant or disloyal. Trump's initial remarks came one day earlier as he attacked Congress members Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, who were recently barred from entering Israel and Palestine at Trump's urging. Trump's remarks drew condemnation from Democrats and a large number of Jewish organizations. Rabbi Alyssa Wise of Jewish Voice for Peace said in a statement that Trump had repeated an anti-Semitic trope about Jewish people holding, quote, dual loyalty, adding, quote, his fake concern for Jews doesn't fool us, as his actions have proven that he is not concerned about Jewish safety, but in using Jews to win political points with his white nationalist base. In fact, by his continued encouragement of white supremacy and his daily racist attacks on immigrants and people of color, Trump is making the American Jewish community less safe by the day.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Public health minister highlights importance of maternal childcare program.
Celebrations in Cuba on the 59th anniversary of the Federation of Cuban Women.
Venezuelan president says no more Trump petition campaign hits 5 million.
Satellite data show Brazilian Amazon burning at record pace.